Coloradans no longer need to shop at liquor stores to buy real beer. On January 1st, grocery stores and gas stations began selling it, which they haven't done since the 1930s. I recently visited Carbondale's Soperus Liquor and Wine to see how it's staying afloat with the new flood of competition. Jeff Blevins is leaving Soperus Liquor and Wine with a bottle of vodka in a brown paper bag. Spirits are his thing. He doesn't drink much beer. When he does, a six-pack of Heineken will do. He's not picky, he says.
You know, if I'm shopping and I'm getting food for the week, and I'm going to get my beer at the grocery store.
Buying full-strength beer while grocery shopping or pumping gas is so convenient that, by some estimates, 500 liquor stores in Colorado could close in the next 3 years. That's according to Gene McAvoy, president of the Colorado Licensed Beverage Association. It advocates for locally owned liquor stores. She says her members will have a tough time competing against big chain grocery stores who don't even need to profit on beer.
They don't need to make money on the beer. It's just something to get people in the door.
The liquor stores that will lose the most business, McAvoy says, are located near grocery stores and depend heavily on beer sales. They need to sharpen their business models to stay in the game, she says. The service and the selection need to shine.
I can't imagine going into a grocery store and saying, "Can you tell me about the latest craft beer from ABC Brewery over in Palisade?" Nobody's going to answer that because there's nobody working in the beer department.
Kiko Pena owns Soperus Liquor and Wine in Carbondale. His goal is already to wow customers with lots to choose from and knowledgeable employees to answer questions.
When you're in a convenience store, you're on your own. You know, there's no specialist there. And here at Soperus Liquor, I have a wine specialist, a liquor specialist, and a beer specialist.
Pena sells a lot of liquor and a lot of wine, but beer sales account for a third of his business, and he now competes with a City Market and a 7-Eleven right across the street. His January beer sales were down. He says he has two options.
Hide in a corner and hope that the big bad wolf doesn't get you, or, you know, come out and be aggressive, make yourself better so you can stand out.
Pena can't let City Market beat him on prices. He needs to sell a six-pack of Coors Light for as much as they do, if not less. That's the kind of beer the majority of Coloradans drink, domestic products like Coors and Budweiser. Pena calls these the big boys. And he needs to buy a lot of the big boys all at once to stay neck and neck with City Market. But he only has so much space in his store and only so much money.
Am I going to put it in that and then I don't have it to do wine stuff or liquor stuff or craft beer stuff?
Another way to stand out is by carrying the kind of beer he thinks a chain grocery store would overlook. Seasonal batches from small breweries, for example. The stuff beer connoisseurs geek out about. City Market is selling craft beer, though. In a statement, the grocery chain said nearly half their sales in Colorado since January 1st are craft beer. Pena has to be careful not to get so invested in a game of tug-of-war over beer that he neglects liquor and wine. That's the majority of his business. He wants to bring in new, lesser-known products to see if they catch on with his customers. After all, City Market isn't in the liquor and wine game. Yet. The clock is ticking. In less than two decades, they will be. Pena doesn't think the new law is fair for liquor stores or for the communities they serve.
A local liquor store might close because of this. With those 5 to 10 jobs lost, City Market didn't hire anybody new. So we've lost those 10 jobs for City Market to ship off the profits.
But it's a little too early to tell just what the impact of the new law will be. The real test is the summer, which beer sellers fondly refer to as beer season. Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.